AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The misery from the weekend flooding continues to plague residents in Northern California. An apartment building with a flooded parking garage and utilities underwater had to be evacuated in Oakland. Davila Brown tells KGO-TV now she can't go home and two of her cars are stuck in there.
The cars were underwater. The street was flooded. Cars were driving through the puddles, getting stuck. It was just a mess.
Forecasters say another big storm will hit the region Wednesday, bringing several more inches of rain and 2 feet of snow for the mountains. The traditional Rose Parade was spared with the rain letting up. The colorful floats delighted the crowds. Authorities say there's been a wave of hundreds of migrants coming ashore in the Florida Keys. Our Norman Hall reports.
At least 500 migrants have arrived in small boats along the Florida Keys over the last several days in what one sheriff is calling a crisis. The arrivals are due to economic turmoil, food shortages, and soaring inflation in Cuba and other parts of the Caribbean. Over the weekend, 300 migrants arrived at the sparsely populated Dry Tortugas National Park about 70 miles west of Key West. U.S. Border Patrol and Coast Guard crews patrolling South Florida and the Keys have been experiencing the largest escalation of migrations by boat in nearly a decade. I'm Norman Hall.
Thousands of mourners have streamed past the casket of Pope Emeritus Benedict at the Vatican. His funeral will be held Thursday. President Biden has returned to the U.S. from St. Croix. A new session of Congress starts in the morning, including the selection of a new House Speaker. The Buffalo Bills stopped and gathered to pray after 24-year-old safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field and was taken away in an ambulance during the Monday night game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Earth, Wind & Fire drummer Freddie White has died. He was 67 years old. This is AP News. Prince Harry, in a new interview, says he wants to have his father and brother back.
Prince Harry tells Britain's ITV he wants a family, not an institution. In clips released before the interview airs Sunday, Harry says they feel as though it is better to keep us somehow as the villains, and they have shown absolutely no willingness to reconcile. It's not clear who he's referring to. Harry and his wife Meghan have been vocal in their grievances against the British monarchy since they stepped down from royal duties in 2020. Harry will release his autobiography, Spare, next week. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Officials say it's a miracle a family survived after their Tesla plunged off the Pacific Coast Highway in Northern California. It happened in an area known as Devil's Slide, where others have lost their lives. Two adults and two kids, ages 4 and 9, were in the car that dropped more than 250 feet. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.